This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Raymond in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, writes in an email. It says, I'm 45 and I'm a single dad of three. I do have very busy and hectic days, he says, but recently I've been suffering from tension headaches that hurt more on the left side. Can you help? Well, I can give you some really good information about that, Raymond. And headaches can come from a variety of sources. And a lot of people struggle with them, and a lot of people have dealt with them for a long period of time. But I can tell you that one of the big issues with headaches, especially with tension headaches, now migraine headaches, a little bit different category, but the tension headaches, especially when you've got pain that tends to hurt on one side, that tends to be leaning on one side, on the left side, more when you look at nutritional deficiencies. Now, nutritional deficiencies can be more of what's called a zinc deficiency. Now, zinc deficiency is one of the most challenging type of issues that we see, but the zinc deficiencies can occur with men because when we're stressed out, men use a lot of zinc to make testosterone. It's one of the pathways in biochemistry of the minerals that the body uses to do that. So just understanding that, knowing that, it's one of the keys that you can look at. So you can read about that. There's a lot of research on that. And you can even get some blood work done with your physician and have them check out some of these levels as well. So if you've been taking standard medication for it, regardless of what that is, and it just doesn't seem to be knocking it, you know, you've got to look at a couple things. And you also want to consider if you want to check with your doctor on that and make sure they're doing the appropriate test and looking and evaluating that. Don't just let a tension headache that's chronic, that keeps going on and on and on, just kind of go by and not do anything about it. That's always something to be very, very on the forefront of getting something done, taking action for something like that. And don't forget, your diet is a key. So you want always, when you're dealing with any kind of weird health challenge, to look at removing anything that could be a potential food allergy. So a lot of food allergens are things like wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the cow's milk, dairy that's homogenized and pasteurized. Some people just don't do real well with it. So you might want to consider some of those options. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about nutritional options, and I have what's called an anti-inflammatory diet. And it really explains a lot of these types of issues that could be reflecting some of the symptoms that you might be having. So again, a lot of docs don't talk about diet, and they don't have a real structured protocol for that, so it might be a good tool to take in and talk with them about and discuss it, or look at it on your own. You're good at making your own decisions in that regard, but just make sure that with the headaches that somebody's evaluating you for that. Don't just let it go and think, well, I'll just take, you know, an Advil or something and hope for the best. Whenever you have something that's recurring, I mean, again, being a single dad with the stress, I get it. That could be an issue. That could be an issue with any guy that's a single dad. My goodness, that's a hard job right there, on top of everything else you probably have to do in life. But it's good to have somebody evaluate that. It'll just be good for you. It'll be good for your conscience. It'll be good for, my goodness, any diagnostic test that could show maybe a potential of what's going on the inside. So 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Our weekly email newsletter, it's an e-zine, comes out each and every week. We want to make sure you can sign up for that. It's absolutely free. Great information to empower your health and your life. A lot of other experts will be adding to this newsletter, so we're real excited about that, just to give you good information that's out there to lead you in the right direction to empower your health and your life. Now we're going to go to the phones. Let's go to Adam. Hi, Adam. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Ace. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, man. How can I help?
First wanted to ask if y'all would throw me back on hold when you answer my question, because y'all only care the first hour in my part of town.
Okay.
I want to hear the response to your question.
Sure.
Or to my question, I'm sorry. I work at a desk job, and I tap my feet a lot all day at work, and it leaves my lower shins to kind of hurt real bad. And I also grind my teeth a lot. I was wondering if they were in any way related, or if, and that pain was caused by like a calcium deficiency or anything. And also, for like cow's milk stuff, while on the subject of calcium, do you see any kind of a risk involved, like with the recent events in Fukushima, with like it coming over to the United States and raining, and radioactivity bioaccumulating in the cows?
I haven't seen much as far as research goes on that. I wouldn't be too overly concerned. I think people that are more over in Alaska, in that area, they have a little bit of concern, but where, I mean, in the eastern part of the United States, it's not really, from what I've seen, what I've read, not too much of a concern. But let's go back for a second. So the grinding of the teeth, tell me a little bit about that and when that started with you and how often it happens.
I do it not necessarily all day, but I'll especially do it to like music. Like I'll kind of grind it to like the tempo or the beat of the music. And, mm-hmm. I tap my feet in like a oscillating kind of pattern. I don't know. It's not really OCD, but it's just kind of like, you know, subconsciously I'll just be like tapping my feet, you know. And,
do you grind them when you sleep at night?
No, I'm not grinding my teeth in my sleep. Like, you know, I mostly do it just to music. I don't know. I just know it's, you know, it's not good for your teeth to grind them, and just tapping my feet all day kind of feels like I have shin splints, because I ran marathons and stuff before, you know, to the point where I got shin splints, and I'm not like taking any kind of Adderall or anything like that. I'm kind of a naturalist. I don't really take any prescriptions. I stick to raw food, organic diet. I mean, I eat meat and breads and things like that, but try to, you know, refrain from processed foods and artificial sweeteners and all that kind of thing.
Sure.
I just didn't know if I was like calcium deficient and that's why it would hurt, or if that's like
no, it's just
kind of
it's just more of a nervous. No, it's more of a nervous condition. It's what it is. Have you don't take any medicine whatsoever for any condition, right?
I don't even take ibuprofen when I get a headache.
Okay, I got it. But you say you eat well, and you take things like multivitamins and more natural supplements?
I was looking in to start taking, you know, multivitamin and minerals and things like that, but I don't really take vitamins much.
Okay, so you don't like to take really anything unless it comes right from food. So, I mean, the one thing I would do, Adam, if it's just more of a nervous disorder, if it comes on when music comes on and there's a grinding of your teeth and there's a little bit, it's not really a nutritional deficiency, it doesn't sound like to me. It's just more of a behavior that's been learned, and somehow maybe the music stimulates an area of your brain. I mean, that's one of those things where, again, I would, no matter what, you want to make sure always with whatever you're dealing with, okay, that your eating is always good. So that's your foundation, all right? Regardless of what your health challenge is, whether it's, you know, diabetes or anxiety or depression or whatever, headaches. If your diet's not right, that's your foundation. Nothing's going to be right. So that's always something you want to focus on and make sure that you're making wise choices and getting the research that you need on that. But the other thing is that make sure, I know you're not a big fan of taking medicine and all that, and I'm not saying you need to, nor am I saying, you know, any of that. I'm just saying that it's good to talk with your doctor about it, make sure that they kind of know what's going on. Because there's a lot of different neurotransmitters, for example, brain chemicals, that can be off, that could be causing some of this, like GABA, acetylcholine, dopamine, whatever. And they can evaluate that. And I think that's something you should have looked at. They can do blood work and the whole nine yards and then go from there. Hope that helps.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to this show that's empowering your health. Let's go to Diane. Hi, Diane. Welcome to the show. How can I help? Hi there.
I'm doing good. I called you guys about my husband.
Okay.
He just went through a whole series of tests and physicals, and they checked all of his blood sugars, and everything seemed to be normal.
All right.
But they also did some nerve testing because when he goes to sleep, he'll be asleep for maybe 45 minutes to an hour, and his arms go to sleep.
Okay, when he stays asleep for 45 minutes to an hour, and his arm will go to sleep, no matter what his position is?
No matter what his position is, his arms go to sleep.
Okay.
And so, I thought, maybe his heart or something. He's had all the tests done. He's gone through several evaluations. They can't find anything that's causing it.
Now, so when his arm goes to sleep, is it his right arm or his left arm?
Both.
Okay. Here's what's going on. And who have you gone to see? Neurologist? When you say you've had all these tests done, who has done those? Your primary care? A neurologist? Who's done that?
He went to primary care first, and they sent him to a neurologist.
Okay. Let me share some things with you. In natural medicine, we look at the body as a whole. So you look at the body three ways, mentally, chemically, and structurally. So you've got to look at the mind, which is your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, your subconscious mind. Then the chemical side is how your body takes the foods that we eat every single day and turns them into either good cells or bad cells. And that's really important as well. But the structural side is what we're dealing with here. In the structural side, we're looking at the nerves. And the nerves that come out of the base of the neck go down through the shoulders and all the way down into the arms.
Right.
The base of the neck has any bones in it that are malpositioned, then it can cause major issues within the nerves going down through the arms all the way into the hands, and it can cause it to go numb. Many, many people have what's called a reverse cervical curve or a military neck. It's the same concept. The neck is supposed to have a nice natural curve to it, but a lot of times because of the way we sleep, which we sleep on two or three pillows, which kind of lifts your head up. Think about it. If you're sleeping like that night after night, then it's going to cause a curve to reverse in the neck. Now, when that happens, it can cause issues within the nerves going down through the shoulders into the arms. Those nerves also go to different glands, like the thyroid gland, which can affect in a major way. So you have to look at the structural part of his body. That's what needs correction. I would recommend that you go to either a chiropractic physician, which is a DC, or an osteopathic physician, which is a DO. That's where I would go, because the treatments that they can do are the structural treatments that it sounds like he needs. And there's rehab that they can do. There's also what's called decompression therapy. So if there's a disc, which is the little cartilage in between those bones, if it's affected at all, then there's treatments that they can actually do called decompression, and will decrease the pressure around the different bones and the nerves that come out of the areas, and can really give him a lot of relief. But see, over a long period of time, if the neck is put in a certain position, those nerves can get irritated. And I think that's what's going on. That's very common, what you're talking about. So if you've been to the neurologist and they're looking at, they take an x-ray and they're looking for, if there's a fracture or not, that's pretty much all they're looking for. And they do their nerve testing and they say, we don't know. Then you typically have to look at, the different bones and if they're out of position. And the chiropractic physician or the osteopathic physician that looks at structure, they're going to be looking at it from a completely different mindset.
Okay.
So it's a great opinion for you to do. I would do that. And if you need further help, just give me a call back here on the show or just email me. That's where he needs to go.
Okay. Now, there was something else I wanted to ask you about.
Sure.
Snoring.
Is this for you or for him?
For him.
Both.
It's actually
so you can
for
sleep.
Both of us.
Right.
him to stop snoring and me to get some sleep.
Okay.
We have tried the nose strips, the sprays, elevating the head, turning on your side. Any other ideas?
Is he overweight?
No.
Okay.
No, he's actually relatively healthy.
Yeah. Then I would get a sleep study done with him, because he's probably got some sleep apnea, which is getting started. And
he does that. He does that like he almost stops breathing and he chokes.
That's what it is. Sleep.
Okay.
That's sleep apnea. But let me tell you how to do this. Go to your primary care. Tell him exactly or her exactly what you told me. And let them know that he's waking up throughout the night. It's like he's choking. That's sleep apnea. And they can do a simple test for him. But what I would encourage you to do is ask them to do blood work and do these two tests. Have them do a TIBC, which is total iron. It checks the iron levels, total iron binding capacity. And then also MMA, methylmalonic acid. That will check his B12 levels. If a person has a low amount of oxygen in their blood, it could cause them to have apnea-type symptoms. And if you get rid of those, if you build back up the blood and get more oxygen into the blood, you can get rid of it. So rather than him having to be on maybe a CPAP machine and sleep with that, which won't be a whole lot of fun, we can actually get the blood levels back up and get him feeling a whole lot better. That's the route that I would go and talk to your physician about all these things and let me know how things are going, okay? Thanks for the call. 837-2272. Let's go to Anna. Hi, Anna. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Diagnosed with hyperthyroidism and narcolepsy at the very beginning of this year. And what I was wanting to know is, could my narcolepsy be like a secondary, I guess, condition to my hyperthyroidism?
Absolutely. It absolutely can. Hyperthyroidism is a real challenge, and we're seeing that more and more today in clinical practice than we have in years past. And the narcolepsy can be connected with it. It really can. It all depends on several factors. It depends on the thyroid gland, how much it's in a hyper state, and if it's throwing off certain nutritional deficiencies, especially the neurotransmitters, which are like the brain chemicals of the brain. So, yeah, let's talk about hyperthyroidism. It is a real challenge, and it's actually a more difficult challenge than hypothyroidism, which is low thyroid. When we come out of this commercial break, we'll get into hyperthyroidism and narcolepsy, talk about how to get out of it.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, great or small, know this. We're just here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be, to give you information, to empower your health, and to empower your life. Why? Because you deserve to live a healthy life, and we don't want you to ever lose one of the greatest bits of health that you could ever have, and that's hope. Hope can be some of the best medicine anyone could ever have. Let's go now to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome, darling.
Hi. Today, I'm a teacher. I was editing my children's writing, and okay. I edited the first child. I was fine. I edited the second child, and as I'm writing the book spelling on the paper, the joint in my thumb started hurting unbelievably. I've never had my hands hurt ever. And I tried doing a few more children, and the pain was really, really bad. And I had to stop editing. I came home, took a couple of aspirin, put ice on my thumb joint. The pain is in my thumb joint where it hooks onto my hand going up my wrist. As the day, it's swollen now as the day progressed, and I don't have too much numbness now in my fingers and hands, but I had a lot 2 or 3 hours ago before the ice. I was just wondering if you had any idea what was going on with my thumb joint.
So it hurt out of nowhere, right? It just started hurting first time ever?
Yep. First time ever.
Yeah. Now, do you have any history of arthritis in your family?
I have arthritis. I do, but not in my hands. I mean, it's never bothered me.
Where do you have arthritis now, currently?
Knees, mostly.
And that's been diagnosed. Have you had any surgeries or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So just aches and pains in the knees. You know you have arthritis. Well, here's the deal. The good news is that rheumatoid arthritis, which is autoimmune, typically shows itself only in the wrist, in your main knuckles, which is called your MCP joints, and then in your pip joints, which is your kind of the next setup of knuckles where the ring goes over your finger. Those are the knuckles that get affected by rheumatoid. So the very tips of your fingers and the thumb joint are the two areas in the hands where osteoarthritis strikes the most. So you could be having just some simple OA or osteoarthritis that's showing up in the thumb joint, and that's very possible. So if you already have arthritis in some other areas of your body, then that's a likelihood. Have you seen anybody for this? Or are you obviously not? It just popped up today.
It just happened today. It's hurting enough that I'm thinking about going in tomorrow and taking time off work, which I never do.
Well, I mean, so your doctor's already treating you for arthritis, right? I mean, they're already kind of.
I don't get any treatment. I could have knee replacement on both knees, but I'm doing fine, so I'm not doing that.
Your daily lifestyle choices matter. So the things you eat every single day. So let's just, for the sake of the story, just for kicks and giggles, tell me what you eat on a regular basis. I want to see what a day in your life looks like. So just give me a quick rundown, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, I know exactly what I eat because I measure it. 8 ounces of yogurt, 6 ounces of fresh fruit, and 1 ounce of shredded wheat. Lunch, 6 ounce salad, cucumber, tomato, 4 ounces of meat, and 6 ounces of a cooked vegetable, and the same for supper. My issue is, that's good. My issue is I love sugar, and so I eat the sugar also.
At least you know the weak spot. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, but here's the deal. You know what sugar causes in the body?
Inflammation.
Wow, bingo. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, so if you've read my book, then why are you not putting any? All right, so why are you not putting any fatty acids in your body? Because you're not getting any healthy fats. I'm not hearing any almonds, walnuts, fish oil. I'm not hearing any fats coming in.
Okay, well, I was taking the fish oil, but at the moment I'm out of it. So.
All right, here's the deal. When's the last time you had your blood test done for vitamin D?
I don't know if they checked vitamin D. They checked everything in December, and everything she said was wonderful. She couldn't believe my cholesterol was so good and everything.
That's fantastic.
Don't get it done again until next December, but you're saying vitamin D?
Vitamin D, because you're still having massive symptoms right now, right? Your knees hurt. Now your thumb is starting to hurt. So here's my thought. Okay, one of the big deals is you can have calcium levels that are normal in your blood. Like when you do your blood work with your primary care doctor, you can have your calcium levels be normal. But if you're not absorbing your calcium, that can be a problem. And so the challenge with that is vitamin D is kind of the one that creates the sponge in the body for all the minerals. And so if your vitamin D is low, then that can be causing an issue with calcium absorption, which can cause an issue with inflammation. So it's kind of this cascade of events that can happen. So basically what you want to do is I would go to your physician, tell them, hey, I want a vitamin D check. Just make sure that my levels are okay. And then the numbers to shoot for in vitamin D that the research has found is 70 to 90. So don't let it get down low around 30 at the bottom of the barrel. And everybody say, oh, it's within normal limits. Well, it'll be in normal limits, and that's fine, but you're about 2 weeks away from it not being, so you want to make sure that it's up there, and just ask your doc, and they'll dose you and give you the right amount of stuff, vitamins and all that kind of stuff. So it's important to have that done, though. I'm a big fan of blood work. I'm a huge fan. It's a gold standard. You've read my book. You know it. I even teach in the book how to understand blood work results. Because I'm a blood work junkie, and I'm supplement junkie, and I'm just a health junkie. I can't help it. So at the end of the day, that's really important, and your diet is the key. So the only thing I'm hearing that you're not doing, first of all, cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products for breakfast, that right there, if you've got inflammation, is just going to throw inflammation through the roof. So think about that. Just I'm going to give that to you. I don't want to tell you what to do. But just know that's a fact. So if you're considering maybe goat's milk yogurt, and you're considering not using wheat, and obviously the fruits, your sugar kick, no problem with that, but fresh berries are really a good option. Because remember, they're lower in the glycemic index, so they don't really cause a big sugar spike a blood sugar spike within the body. So that's a good, but protein, fats, and carbohydrate. Fats have got to be at every meal because fats help with prostaglandins, which cut down on the inflammatory process in the body. That's just simple. Remember, I'm a common sense guy. Don't let it get too detailed. But those are good options when you're dealing with diet. And, you know, that's really your important foundation. And with stress and life and everything happening, it's important to eliminate anything that's going to cause inflammation, food allergies and all that, and making sure you're taking the right kind of nutritional supplements and all that. But fats are important. If you cut fats out of the diet, you will hurt and you will ache because our body needs fats. 25 to 30% of the diet needs to be in fats, no doubt about it. That's standard and that's pretty well-rounded and accepted nowadays. And that whole cut the fat out because I'm going to get fat, that's old school. So just consider that that's going to make a big difference in the way that your body functions. But I'd get it checked out. I would. I mean, again, if they've already diagnosed you with arthritis, technically when your thumb starts hurting in that joint, that's textbook. But again, you still need to get evaluated, right? So keep me posted on how that goes. You can always shoot me an email or call me back on the show. You read my book. Go read it again. I think it'll be helpful. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now. We'll tackle questions about your health. Let's go now to Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Doc.
Good to talk with you, man.
Yeah. Appreciate you taking my call. My question is, to begin with, I'm a gout sufferer. My grandfather had it, but... would you be able to maybe tell me some foods to stay away from that might trigger an inflammation? I just had an attack, but it's getting better now. I've been taking my medicine. But once again, would you know any foods I should avoid minimize so that I wouldn't...
Sure.
So that I minimize the attacks?
Yeah, no problem. So let's talk about it for a second. How often do you get the attacks?
Let's see. Well, not too often. This is the first severe one that I've had, like in about maybe 2 years. My foot swelled up, but like within the day after I took my medicine, it started going down. Now there's basically a dull ache.
Yeah. Okay. Well, gout's kind of an interesting thing. A lot of people think it's genetic and, you know, grandma had it, grandpa had it, now I have it, and it's just something I deal with. But the reality is what gout is, it's a buildup of uric acid crystals in the joints of the body, and it can show itself in a variety of places. It can usually show itself in the big toe, can show itself in the wrist joint, in the elbows, and sometimes in the shoulders. But one of the big things is these uric acid crystals, once they build up, it causes an extreme amount of redness and heat that comes in that joint, hurts like, you know, nobody's business. And again, the different medicine can help with it for sure from your physician. But I can tell you more from a preventative side and more of a nutritional side of things, exactly what happens is that your body's not breaking down proteins very well. So it increases what's called purines. Purines is a byproduct of proteins that don't break down, and that's how these little crystals form. So the diet that's typical with gout is they say to stay away from red wine, red meat, processed foods. And that's kind of the mantra of it. But I'll tell you, there's a lot more to it. It's more about breaking down the proteins that you do eat, figuring out why your body wasn't breaking those down in the first place, rather than avoiding the foods. I'm a bigger fan of actually getting down to the root cause. And that's why what are called proteolytic enzymes can be beneficial. Now, proteolytic enzymes, what you do is they'll say it on the bottle and you get them at a health food store. But, and you can talk with even the health food store clerk if you forget what I tell you. But basically, you eat a meal and an hour later, you've got proteins in the blood that didn't get broken down. Proteolytic enzymes will go in and kind of break those excess proteins down so that the uric acid crystals won't form because of a lack of breaking it down. And most people don't break their foods down very well anyway. That's why I'm a big advocate of digestive enzymes, taking those with every meal. And even Olivia Newton-John, you know, the famous girl that was in Greece, she's on the big digestive enzyme kick right now. So something to think about. They're called proteolytic enzymes, and they can be very helpful in these type of situations. So check that out.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Pack now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Children are very dissociated now. Have you seen that or thought about that just because of all the technology that we have with the internet and with Xbox and PlayStation and the whole nine yards? It's just they're very detached from outside and being out playing, having more activity, kind of like when we were younger. And I think it's a real challenge today for a lot of people. And it's challenging for me now, being a parent, that, you know, seeing exactly what our kids are exposed to and what they're willing to do and what they're not willing to do, and just some of the challenges that they're facing as far as activity and their health. Well, there's an article that came out that talked a lot about this. It says that now the tossing aside of the age-old childhood pastimes like tree climbing in favor of staring at the illuminated screens of televisions and computers is now making a real challenge with their health. According to Ahmed Dogloff, which is the Executive Secretary of Biological Diversity in the United Nations, and the urbanization of many young people today has made them strangers to nature, they're saying. Our children are behind their computers, their SMS, their text messages, their video games, or watching TV, and they are living in a virtual world, and we need to reconnect them with nature. I really do agree with that. And children in developed countries spend 95% of their free time on a computer or in front of the television. According to the results in the surveys, Dogloff cited during a Southeast Asia Biodiversity Forum held in the Philippines. It seems as though a lack of education is one of the biggest culprits that threaten the preservation of biodiversity and our natural heritage. And while children are learning about recycling and other green practices in their schools, it's hard for them to truly make the connection with what they're working toward if they're out of their environment and their natural state. So how do you protect something you don't know about? And how do you protect something you've never seen? If you're staring at everything through a TV set and a computer screen, and you're not outside enjoying what God's created, how can you even really make an impact with all of that? And I think that's a great point that they're making, is that we have to get our children back out in nature and get them back out just playing and outside hanging out and out doing the things that we all used to do. I think it's critical. And I think we have to make a shift as parents, and it's up to the parents. You can't rely on the kids to do that. They're going to choose what's cool, and pick up football games outside after school might not be as cool as playing Madden on Xbox on the big screen. I mean, let's just face it. So again, it's getting our kids being active. And right now, think about this. 1 out of 3 of our young people have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes under the age of 11, folks. Seriously? I mean, really? 1 out of 3? I didn't even hear about diabetes when I was a kid. Like, nobody in my school had diabetes. I mean, and I knew, I graduated like 400 people. And like, nobody. I mean, if the deal was a rarity, it was like one person. Maybe. And they had type 1 juvenile diabetes, and they'd take their insulin. But I mean, like, type 2 diabetes, the one you get when it's called adult onset, but yet they're getting it now under the age of 11 because they're eating so much processed food and they're so sedentary. They're just sitting around getting fat and not doing anything. I mean, you want to get me started? I mean, it's crazy. And we're seeing 1 out of 3 have been diagnosed. Something has to change. It's not the kid's fault. I mean, a 10-year-old doesn't know the difference between fast food burger and fries and baked chicken and broccoli. They know one might have a toy in it, in the box that it comes with, but they don't know the difference the parents do. So I think as parents, we need to get off our lazy duff and start making the food healthy for our kids, teaching them about health. Now, I know everybody works, and there's a lot of two-parent income, single parents. I get all that, but it's still a responsibility that we all have to provide this kind of education to our kids. And remember, you can't make chicken and broccoli for your kid, and then you're over there eating a big pizza. Doesn't work. Kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. So you got to lead by example. So that's another issue that I have. So anyway, that's my soapbox when it comes down to that. I think that our kids need to get out of the living room and get outside and run around and get dirty and play and climb trees and do all the stuff that we used to do, because we're turning into a culture that is behind the TV set, behind the TV screen. I think it's damaging our kids, and it's taking away the health, and it's going to take away really who they are as kids, because their identity is going to be defined so much by what they're seeing on television and what they're doing. And I just think it's a travesty. So anyway, 888-283-7272. Got questions about your health? You can give me a call. We're going to Harold right now. Hi, Harold.
I've had 14 surgeries on my right ankle. I have a total right ankle replacement. Like when the weather's bad or anything, my ankle swells up and it starts hurting real bad. And like every time I go to the doctor, they all want to do surgery again. I'm tired of having surgeries.
I'd be tired of having surgery, too. I mean, when it comes down to that. But people with chronic pain, there's a couple of issues that you have to look at. Now, I'm sure they've assessed you in every aspect of this. And regardless of what kind of pain medications you're taking right now, one thing is for sure, and that is you've got to cut down inflammation in the body. Now, that can be inflammation with what you're eating every single day, which I encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. I think it'll give you some information that's helpful. But also emotional inflammation can be a real trigger for chronic pain. And it could be vitamin D levels, it could be nutritional deficiencies. But I'll tell you this, unforgiveness and bitterness sounds very, very simple. And you're thinking, how can that be associated with chronic pain? It is. You'd be amazed. All the chronic pain people that I've seen in my history have all had links to unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, all that kind of stuff. And not that that's the antidote for anything, but it does play a key role in freeing you up and getting your body functioning at a higher level. So just something to consider in your journey of figuring out what's going on in the middle of all this. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.